With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump now says he wants his administration to be very precise about which federal workers will go or stay.
After weeks of criticism about the way tens of thousands of federal workers have been fired, the president has instructed department secretaries to work with Elon Musk's Government Efficiency Office to be strategic about who stays on the job.
I don't want to see a big cut where a lot of good people are cut.
The president suggested that cabinet and agency leaders would take the lead in personnel decisions, and he wrote on social media that his administration should use a scalpel rather than a hatchet. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In China, consumer prices falling in February for the first time in 13 months as persistent weak demand was compounded by the early timing of the Lunar New Year holiday. The nation's National Bureau of Statistics says consumer price index dropped 0.7% last month compared to 1 year ago. Also at SRNnews.com, Amazon is testing artificial intelligence-aided dubbing for select movies and shows offered on its Prime streaming service.
The company said this week that the AI-assisted dubbing will be offered for licensed titles that previously lacked it. Dubbing refers to the practice of replacing an original audio track with a translated language. Amazon says its AI-aided dubbing service will be in English and Latin American Spanish. Initially, it'll be offered for 12 licensed titles. According to Amazon, the program will take a hybrid approach that allows, quote, local professionals to collaborate with AI to ensure quality control. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Canada's governing Liberals set to choose a replacement for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today. Liberal Party members appear ready to pick Mark Carney. We should know the results later in the evening. This is SRN News. Abortionists are being welcomed to New Jersey by the governor.
Democrat Phil Murphy has submitted his budget to the legislature, and it includes $2 million to try and convince abortion doctors in other states to come to New Jersey to ply their trade. Murphy says, quote, "With this program, we're going to attract doctors and medical professionals from across the nation to come and join us in the Garden State." His budget also includes $50 million to pay for abortions and to stockpile abortifacient drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for Christians throughout India. Nearly a dozen believers rounded up and arrested for simply preaching the gospel. They've run afoul of the Unlawful Religious Conversion Act, which is designed to keep Hindus from coming to Christ. Ever since a Hindu nationalist party came to power in India 10 years ago, persecution of Christians has surged. This is SRN News. A war monitoring group says the death toll has risen to more than 1,000 after 2 days of clashes between Syrian security forces and loyalists of ousted President Bashar Assad.
Ever since the toppling of the Assad regime late last year, Syria's new Islamist-led authorities have sought to portray themselves as a stabilizing force capable of healing the wounds caused by more than a decade of bitter civil war. Events in the provinces of Latakia and Tartus in recent days are a far cry from that vision. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the security forces have summarily executed large numbers of civilians and looted homes. The violence appears to have been triggered by an attack on government soldiers by gunmen loyal to the old regime.
That's BBC correspondent Roy Gallimore saying revenge killings have taken nearly 700 lives. More details at SRNnews.com.